Hey, it's a good day. Cindy Palin, Music and Words, celebrating everyday people in song and story. We've all been angry. Unfortunately, it is a big part of the human condition. I guess it wouldn't have to be so bad if we knew how to process our anger. Growing up, I witnessed a great deal of raw anger. And, by the grace of God, began processing quite naturally through writing, music, and prayer. As a new parent, I was mortified at how quickly I got angry, but began to realize anger can be a telltale sign of fatigue. In the case of the song I wrote back in the fall of 2005, entitled My Peace Flags for Sale, I was angry because someone hurt me. I wanted to lash out, but I've spent years asking God to help me be a woman of integrity. When I open my mouth, I want my speech to be controlled and thoughtful. So instead of lashing out, I wrote a song. It's kind of like writing a letter to someone you are angry with and then burning the letter instead of sending it. But with a song, you can say so much that relates to so many individual different circumstances. And it's not like I'm the first to share a song of vengeance or a song of hate, a song written out of anger. Psalm 130 is exactly that. Sharing our anger and pain in an honest way with God is actually praying. He wants to hear everything. And He can be our filter before we confront. He might even direct us to be silent. I was inclined to seal my lips from cursing at the wind, tempted to tread on a few small words, knowing what they meant. Never was silence so overrated, never did sin look so good. It crossed my mind to hold my tongue and watch justice prevail. I could have run, but didn't move. My peace flags for sale. Never was silence so hard to come by. Never did pain look so right. So I took the bait and I let them fly to retaliate my love. And I saw my fate sink in shifting sand and evaporate my love. Never was silence so easy to shame and revenge tasted sweet. Once I wrote the song, I sang it over and over again. It was very therapeutic. In the chorus, I imagined what it might have been like to have retaliated. I imagined my faith sinking and shifting sand and eventually evaporating. But we need to remember, if we act out in anger, our faith doesn't have to evaporate. All we have to do is ask God for forgiveness. And if we've wronged someone, ask forgiveness of them as well. My music is available at newcitypalin.com. My book, The Faith Keeper, can be found there as well. And there is a whole chapter on this song, My Peace Flags for Sale. Don't miss the July issue of Love is Moving magazine, where I write more in depth about anger, an absence of peace, and mention this song as well. Love is Moving magazine can be found at loveismoving.ca.
Move my peace flags for sale. Never was silence so hard to come by. Never did pain look so right. So I took the bait and I let them fly to retaliate my love. And I saw my fate sink in shifting sand and evaporate my love. Never was silence so easy to shame and revenge tasted sweet.
This is Cindy Palin, music and words on Anchor FM by Spotify.